Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. I want to go right to the phones because I want to spend as much time with these next two gentlemen as I can. Joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is Tappan Brown from the Arkansas Headwater Recreation Area, and also Michael Atwood, who's the biologist, fishery biologist in that area. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Terry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hope you've been patiently waiting. I want to spend a lot of time with you, and we've got time. But I thought the stuff, I ran a little over. I thought what Rebecca was covering was so important out there to the public, and I know you guys were probably listening. It's just so important to get that information out, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. It's encouraging people to stay home and recreate locally.
Yeah. Now, speaking of that, for people that live in your area, you've got some great recreational opportunities. Tappan, why don't you tell people about the Arkansas Headwater Recreation Area and describe the park, because it's set up different than most parks.
Yeah, it is. We are a recreation area, and Arkansas Headwaters spans 152 miles of the Arkansas River from Leadville to Lake Pueblo. We span through four counties, Lake, Chaffee, Fremont, and Pueblo. And we're kind of a boating and fishing park. The whitewater rafting opportunities are some of the best in the world and one of the most commercially rafted sections in the world, from mild to wild. And that can be a class 1-2 family trip up to class 4-5 thrill-seeking adventure. And then also have over 100 miles of gold medal trout fishery. And Michael's can talk a little bit more about that, but some great float fishing or walk and wade fishing opportunities as well. And we have a number of campgrounds stretched along the river, from our basic campgrounds as well as to some primitive dispersed camping opportunities. And of course, all those are still currently closed.
Yep, near camping, well, hopefully we'll get the camping open soon. One of the things you mentioned, it's a great rafting area. You guys get a lot of a couple of years ago, we were all concerned because of the amount of snow, and then we had an incredible winter two winters ago, and this last winter looks good. How is the runoff looking this year?
Yeah, we're expecting another good year. Right now, snowpack is right around 100% or exceeding in some of those snowtell sites, and currently the river is about 1,000 CFS cubic feet per second. And been on the rise a little bit. It did come up pretty quickly last week, and now it's sort of leveled off in a little bit cooler area. And we typically see our high peak runoff happen in June.
And so it's still, when we're going to talk more with Michael about this, but are they getting boats? I know that, is it open for boating at this time?
So we do not close a river. We encourage people to recreate at home, and we issue some high water advisements for some of our sections that are a little bit more technical for boating. But private boating locally is still open, and we are seeing quite a few local residents kayaking, rafting, as well as float fishing.
And I know there are some county restrictions and things in place there. I'll get back to that in a minute. But let's go to Michael now and talk about the fishery, because you talked about the Arkansas being a world-class rafting destination. It's also gold medal fishing waters and a world-class fly fishery. Michael, good morning again. Tell us a little bit, what's the status of the fishery right now in that Arkansas River? I imagine it varies, and there's been some impactful things that have happened over the years. Why don't you kind of bring us up to date?
Yeah, good morning, Terry. Thanks for having us. I think the main thing that I'd like to bring everybody up to speed on for the Arkansas River is the status of the fishery downstream of Salida. About 20 miles, you'll reach the town of Coaldale. And in 2016, I'm sure most of our listeners remember the Hayden Pass fire, which burned in that area. Each year since then, we've seen some rainfall events take place on that burn scar, And those have created pretty significant flooding and a lot of deposition of sediment into the Arkansas River. That deposition of sediment takes up a lot of critical habitat for our aquatic invertebrates, which is the fish food. It also takes up really critical habitat for young, developing, and juvenile fish. So we've seen a pretty significant decline in the overall trout density from Coaldale downstream to Canyon City. So when it's safe for anglers to come visit Chaffee County once again and Fremont County, we would encourage you to probably focus your fishing efforts upstream of Coaldale, where the river has not been impacted by any fire effects and where you can really experience that golden medal brown trout fishery.
Now, before we talk more about the upstream fishing and how good it is, we had a lot of water last year. We're expecting quite a bit this year. Have we been starting to scour that sediment out? Is that section of river recovering?
Yep, that's a great point. And last year, we were fortunate to have a higher than average runoff, and it was prolonged. I mean, that runoff lasted weeks longer than what we usually see. So a lot of that sediment that had been sitting on the substrate down near Coaldale and downstream was actually mobilized and flushed downstream, cleaning up a lot of that habitat. And what we saw in our fall fish surveys was that some of those fish are starting to move back in there, and we've seen a positive response to that. However, it's still going to be a few years before that fishery rebounds to what it was before the fire took place.
And it's not that people can't fish there and that there aren't any fish, but we certainly don't want it overpressured, and we don't want we want the fish handled delicately. We want that to respond, and there has to be an expectation that it might not be, they might not be as successful. Would that be a good statement?
Yeah, I think my main objective here is just to inform people that although you're fishing on a gold medal part of the river, if you're downstream of that burn scar, the trout density simply isn't what it was 5 years ago. So it's really, I'm just trying to set an expectation. But there's no reason you can't go down there, do some fishing, and let me know what you find.
All right. Let's talk about the upstream part. Tell us about the typical fish. Obviously, the Arkansas is famous for its brown trout. There are some rainbows. What kind of fish can we expect to catch when we get into those fish on the Arkansas?
Yeah, you nailed it. When you're looking at the Arkansas River as a fishery, we're talking mainly a brown trout fishery, where more than 90% of the trout community is made up of brown trout, with just a handful of rainbows sprinkled in there.
Wild brown trout, by the way.
That's correct. We haven't stocked brown trout on the Arkansas River for many, many decades. I honestly couldn't even tell you the last time they were stocked, but we do stock a handful of rainbow trout on the Arkansas River. We're trying to get those fish established so they can make up part of the fishery. But an average fish on the Arkansas River would be about a 12-inch brown trout with lots of fish reaching 14 inches. And then as you get to the 16 to 18-inch mark for those brown trout, that's really would be considered a real quality fish for the Arkansas River.
Now, a lot of people hear about the famous hatches on the Arkansas, and of course, the Mother's Day hatch with Mother's Day tomorrow. We hear a lot about that, which on a typical year, it happens before Mother's Day. And we went through a few years ago where that hatch really declined due to some conditions, but it's been rebounding, but maybe not to what it was, but maybe to even a more fishable state. What's going on with that, and what are some of the more current hatches that are happening on the river?
Yeah, so the Mother's Day caddis hatch, as we refer to it, was up and running as recently as last week. We have reports from local anglers that the hatch was as far up as Hecla Junction, which is between Salida and Buena Vista. But with this warmer weather, we saw the flows bump up, and we started releasing some water from our upper reservoirs, and that kind of cooled the river off a bit, and so that's going to slow down the caddis hatch. But it's encouraging to see last year and this year the caddis hatch really rebound and really offer a great opportunity for fishermen, kind of like we remember it from a decade plus in the past.
And what are you seeing for bugs right now? If somebody lives in that area, they want to get out fishing. By the way, is it mostly walkweight, but with these increased flows, is it going to be mostly drift fishing right now before we get to bugs more?
You know, I would still say that walkweighting is very viable. However, these flows do provide a better opportunity for float fishing. Generally, you're always going to see caddis drifting through the system. So caddis is always a good nymph to try out. There's a lot of stoneflies in the Arkansas River, and the blue-winged olive mayfly hatch is probably one of the most maybe overlooked but prolific hatches on the Arkansas River. So anytime you're going to fish the Arkansas, make sure you got mayfly nymphs, stonefly nymphs, and caddis, and all of those year-round are going to be successful on the Arkansas River.
Before I want to get back to tapping, but before we go, any other comments on the fishery you'd like to make?
No, just a reminder that, you know, right now we all need to recreate close to home, and whenever it's safe and Chaffee County opens back up for visitors, there's a great fishery waiting for you. So we'll see you then.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Great information. Tapping, a couple of things I want to touch base with you. When people can get up there, there is just a lot of public access because of the park and other resources on the Arkansas, isn't there?
There is. We have a number of, along the 152 miles, a number of fishing easement access points, day use camping, boating access, boat ramps that we provided all along the stretch to give the opportunity to do different sections of the river.
Now, is there a new site by Granite Dam or something that's recently been improved?
Yeah, very cool project, Terry. Arkansas River Diversion Project was completed this past winter, and it's a unique project that occurred. We call it the Homestake Project, and it was a collaboration between the cities of Aurora and Colorado Springs, as well as Colorado Parks and Wildlife, to replace a diversion dam there near Granite that was not navigable really for boaters and had been kind of a dangerous place. And came together, put together a plan, and actually put a boat chute on one side for whitewater rafts to use, a boat chute, a spillway, and then a fish ladder was also put into place. The project cost about $12 million. And was kind of unique in that it did provide an opportunity for river right navigation.
All right. I want to thank you for that. We're running out of time, but the last thing I know, you wanted to make sure people, you're coming out with an article on boating safety. Is that right?
Yeah, thanks. And I know you're running out of time. May is National Boating Safety, and many people refer to that as on the reservoirs, but we also want to make sure people are boating safety on the river. And we just released an article just actually a couple days ago on the 5th. You can refer to that on our website and check it out, some guidelines when you are on the river. The big thing is always wearing a life jacket. It's very important, especially as we start to see our spring flows coming up.
All right, guys. I've got to run. I'm out of time, but if people want more information, Tappan or Michael, what's a great resource to find more information on the Arkansas?
Yeah, again, we always encourage people to go to the Colorado Parks and Wildlife website and look up Arkansas Headwaters Recreation Area, and we have all the boating, the fishing information that can all be found from that site.
All right, thanks, guys. Great information, a great resource. Hopefully people are going to be able to get out and start enjoying it very soon, because it's truly one of the gems of Colorado.
I appreciate it, Terry. You have a great day.
We agree. Thanks, Terry.
Yeah, thanks to both of you. Great information. Thanks, guys. That was Tappan Brown and Michael Atwood. We ran through. Normally I would take a break in another segment here, but I'm going to take another minute or two, and then we're going to break and then go right to Nate Zielinski at the top of the hour after that break. But it was important. Great information. You know, the Arkansas River is just one of the gems. People all over the country read about the Arkansas River. They hear about it. They're enthralled with it. It's in your backyard. And as regulations ease, some of these counties aren't allowing visitors right now. But as regulations ease, if you're whether you're a fly fisherman or just you can use lures It's flies and lures. You can go up there with conventional gear and learn. A fly in a bubble is a great way to go up there, too. So it's a great resource. Or just go up there and boat the river. Run the rapids. It's a tremendous, tremendous resource. I was going to get into a bunch of things. The one comment I want to make before I do let you go, follow us on Facebook. We are posting as much COVID updates and as much fishing updates as we can on our Facebook page, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. A lot of the podcasts you hear on this show are on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on Facebook. And a lot of the fishing opportunities, we cover them on our YouTube channel, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom. I was going to spend some more time on social distancing because we're seeing some resources close. So be careful when you're out there. But we're not gonna preach on that. We're just going to get you out fishing. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Nate Zielinski is going to join us. We're going to talk pike fishing. Then we're going to have Austin Parr fishing the metro area. And we're going to have Chad LaChance. And we're going to talk about fishing the ponds, which are on fire. All that and more on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.